it's the weekend. You better watch out. We over here geeking out. Dodge's not here, but have no fear. It's Jesse all the time. Big plays, baby, with cool vibes, too. But don't you worry. I'm sure this is a rhyming scheme. It has to be. Otherwise, you tune out, and that's bad on me. It's time for Geekenders. Scream and shout. Let your hoochie out. No Dodger, only Cox. They let me out my box. Zip, zap, zoom. It's time for Cox in your room. Hi, I'm really sorry. I use the word zip zap. I use the word zip zap zoom. Zip zap zoom. Cox in your room. That is the stupidest thing I've ever said. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Dodger's not here. She's being Dodger and doing Dodgery things today. But that's okay, because I'm here, and I figured we'd do a little tiny, yes, zip-zap-zoom. Yes, zip-zap-zoom is a thing that I said. It's an entirely Jesse-based show today. No logos, no branding, no nothing, just a sweet, sweet man living his best life. Trying to, at least. Hope you're doing well. Hope everything is good. There's no rules, just right today. Because it's just me, and this is an episode for you, the people. I figured we would just get all the questions out of the way. We do a huge Q&A today, and by huge, I mean roughly an hour. We're going to keep it normal podcast time, but we'll just go through, and if you have any thoughts or ideas, or if you would like to hear my thoughts or ideas, I have many ideas, not all of them good. But I've got many, so think of it like a service to you, some sort of fan service to you, the people, my people. All right, I have no interest in what people are talking about most of the time. Well, then you've come to the right show. All right, here we go. Again, thanks so much for watching. I know both Dodger and I appreciate it a bunch. It is, a pleasure to do this. We absolutely love doing it, and we will continue to do it as long as anyone gives a damn. What's the Simpsons? Until it becomes unprofitable. That's what we'll do. So let's go through this. Let's see what's going on in your head. What are you thinking about today? This is an episode for you, the people. Okay. Would you and Dukes consider adding a news section to the podcast? Sure. I, in fact, have thought about it many times. However, you'll note that during the podcast, we get to things we get to, and we don't sometimes. Usually it has to do with the guest. Sometimes guests steer us in a direction that, unfortunately for Dodger and I, we have no control. We don't actively have control over this own show. Once someone starts talking, the two of us kind of just ADHD our way through that. And then an hour and a half goes by, and we're like, oh, I guess we're done. So in theory, we'd love some structure. Yes. In theory, we'd love a lot of things. I'd love a lot of things, but we are what we are, and we'll do what we do. And sometimes it's very structured, and sometimes it's a 45-minute conversation about turtles. You know, like, I don't know. It's the weekend. Come on, scream and shout. Do whatever. It's fine. What do you think of the massive releases from Blizzard? Is this truly the beginning of the end? I assume when you say massive releases, you're referring to the layoffs, firings? Is that what you're referring to? Because releasing is not something they do with games, that's for sure. They cancel those. What do I think? If you followed 5-Minute Gaming News, you know that I said the minute the merger goes through, they're going to lay people off. And I was right. Do I like being right about that? No. Does it suck? Yes. Do I feel for everyone laid off? Absolutely. Do I still think Blizzard, Activision, King's leadership is trash? Yes. They are trash. They are super trash. And the fact that Mike Yarba was like, peace, I'm leaving. Also, can't wait to take some time off and then return to, what did he say? Like some total BS corporate nonsense. Hold on. What is this? I gotta find this. Mike Yarba statement. Just trash takes. I don't know where the hell. I wish I could find this. I want you to see this quote because it is truly audacious. Truly one of the most audacious I've ever seen. Found it. Okay. It was great to be part of the team that built Blizzard and Activision over the years. I've decided to transition out now that it's merging with Microsoft, and happy to have helped that succeed. I'll be taking time out for a bit to spend time with my family and travel the world. Afterwards, we'll look for hyper-growth opportunities with great teams. Get fucked. You suck. You always sucked. You are suck. God, it makes me so mad that so many terrible people coalesced to the leadership of Blizzard. Just, that was my jam. Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, that was like the holy trinity of video games for me. And they straight up squandered those properties. And I don't care. People are going to be like, Jesse, actually, I enjoyed very much. Cool. Bless. It ain't what it used to be. And I'm not going to pretend that it is. All right. Moving on. Who are some guests you would like to have on the show? There's tons of people I would love to have on the show. Obviously, I want to have the classics. You know, I want to bring back my dear friend, Julia Hardy, Dodgers, dear friend. We're friends. Obviously, I'm going to push Felicia to come on and be like, hey, yo, Felicia, wouldn't that be hilarious? I feel like, you know, Asher Bot would be great. Ross would be great. Any people that we can, like, get to come on and just... I don't want to spoil. I know who would have been on today, and I don't want to spoil that. But hopefully we'll get him on sooner rather than later. Yeah, there's tons of people. I would love to get anyone, really. Here's the thing. I'm what on the internet we like to call old, and I know there's going to be a few of you who are like, Jesse, you're not that old. When everyone else is like 18, you're old. And so I want to make sure that I can ensure that whoever we bring on isn't just like, you know, the Jesse Cox guys I knew 10 years ago. There's a lot of new people who just started over COVID. A lot of people that I talk to who I'm like, oh, yeah. They're, like, who was I just thinking about the other day? And I was like, man, they've blown up so much, and they just started, like, 3 years ago. I don't remember, which is sad. That goes back to that old thing. And, yeah, I would love to have more people than just, like, the old guard. You know what I mean? There's clearly multiple levels of internet content creator where there's, like, we started 10 years ago, and then we just started a few years ago. And then there's, you know, all the little people in between. Little people's a... I don't know, that's a mean term, I guess. But you know what I mean? Like, individuals in between that sort of stand out. But there's this group that started here and a group that started here, and there's a huge divide between them based on, like, the experiences they've had and what they've had to learn to do and what the content creation... God, I hate that word. Content creation game is. Yeah, I don't know. I would love to get more people. I just don't know enough people. I'm just a man. Just an innocent man. When are you going to get into tabletop Warhammer? Literally right over there, I have an entire wall of minis to paint that are unpainted, and half of them are unassembled. And so am I in? No. Am I like a foot in the door? Yes. Do I enjoy it? Absolutely. Do I think Warhammer is very cool? Totally. Would I ever play it? Not in your life. I talk about this with Krendor all the time. I will never play it. It's not going to happen. It requires too much learning. It's the exact same concept as, do I ever want to get good at fighting games? No. Do I enjoy fighting games? Absolutely. I think they're cool as hell. I love playing them. But will I ever learn footsies or iframes or, like, perfect counters or, like, all the ability? No. A great example is I played through Mortal Kombat. I did the story a while ago, and it was fun. The new Mortal Kombat 1. I don't like the way they're monetizing Mortal Kombat. That's trash. But Mortal Kombat 1, for example, has a invasion mode. And so I did the story, and that was fun. It was cool. But the invasion mode's super interesting, and I decided to play it as Omni-Man. And all I did is I went online, looked up Omni-Man's finishers, and I was like, okay, got all the fatalities, we're good. And then I played through invasion mode as Omni-Man, and you can choose how to level your stats, and I put all my stats into damage, and then all I did was his triangle attacks. That's it. I just pressed the triangle attacks, forward triangle attack, back triangle attack, down triangle attack, up triangle attack. The man does 3 hits and everything's dead. And I was like, this is how I like to play. Most people, I think, when they play games, enjoy the challenge. Not me. I want the power fantasy. I want in real life to press a button and, like, beat people up. Is that so wrong? Is that so? If people give me one of those buttons that was like, if you press this, a random stranger dies, but you get $1 million. I gotta be honest. I tried at least once. But you know how that works in the movies. Even though it's a random stranger, it's gonna be like, you killed the guy who was going to stop cancer. And it's like, what have I done? You know, so don't press the button. But I think about it. I think about it. Yeah, I'm just, what I'm saying is, one button pressing is where I'm at. That's why when I played in World of Warcraft and I played a shaman for 15 years and all you do is spam buttons, when I made my alliance character and I made a paladin, it was like 3 buttons. I was like, wait a minute. You're telling me I could have been doing this for years? That's why I like Red Mage in Final Fantasy 14. It's the same 6 buttons over and over again. I'm like, boop, 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 boop. It's great. How's the game dev thing with you and Dodger going? I'm so glad you asked. We're working on something that's coming out very soon. Fingers crossed. And by very soon, I mean this year. Fingers crossed. And then at a certain point in March or April or May, I have to go to the UK because a certain inspector needs my help. And I'll leave it at that. Why can't the show ever run over 1.5 hours? We agreed on that. That's just the thing we decided. We were like, look, we don't want to do a 4-hour show. We don't want to do a 3-hour show. We don't want to do a 1-hour. And so we're like, let's just in between 1 hour and 2 hours, and we'll just call it wherever we call it. Also, Dodger has a life and a child, which, spoiler, not a fan of. Frankly, I don't like it. This whole she has a kid thing, not a fan of that. And I'm sure that kid's great and like a sweetheart, but also children, am I right? Like, what are they trying to do, replace us? No, thank you. I don't want that. No, thank you. What, no revenge of the Q&A intro? Thanks for being a longtime fan. Thanks for sticking around. Any updates on the Return of Skyrim? Can I show you? This is such a long way for a bit. If I show you my desktop, you'll see all my dirty porn games. No, actually, if I showed you my desktop, this is what you see, and it would be, you would be like, why have you shown us this? hold on, let me see if I can. Yeah, you want this? Here you go. Oop, wrong thing. That's the wrong one. Here you go. Oop, that's the wrong thing. Wrong one. Here you go. One of these is it. This is what's going on my desktop. Enjoy. But you can see, I got them games. I got the games. I got the thing. So, you know, Jesse. Is the length of the podcast set in stone? Y'all really want... Look, if you want more, all you got to do is go back and watch the old episodes or listen to them now that they're on the old podcast thing. But you could just go back and watch them on my YouTube channel. They're there. Just like, you know, what? It's like a comfort podcast. It's a comfort podcast for you now. Okay? It's a comfort podcast. You're going to listen if you want. if you want. Oh, yo, when is Rami week? Any week is a Rami week. I love my boy. Did I tell you about that? I think I probably must have. When we were in London for WASD, we just randomly stumbled upon him. And it was myself, Davis, and Alex. And then we were just like, yo, let's hang out. We spent the whole night just chilling. It was great. It was great. He's a cool dude. Get Josh Strife Hayes. Yo, I would absolutely. Josh is great. And Pirate Software, noted. Would I get Jenna? Sure. Would I get Ben Starr? Sure. Would I get Iron Mouse? Sure. Would I get Elizabeth? Sure. Any of these people I would have on the show. Ray? Sure. I'd do whatever. Like, it's fine. I would get anyone on. Everyone is welcome on Geekenders. Have you seen where the Grinding Gears guys got to last night? This is such a specific question. Wow. Wow. All right. Well, so for those of you who don't know, I am obsessed with watching people complete the Final Fantasy XIV story. It is some sort of emotional vampirism, and it's fine. Honestly, I don't know why I love it so, but I do, and I want some more of it. It's one of my favorite things in the world. And so these two lovely gentlemen over at Grinding Gears on YouTube are playing through it, and they are what we like to call stallers. The boys love to stall. They stall so hard. They just stall so hard. They'll do like a great example is for asking about last night. I'm aware of what they streamed, and they got to they streamed a part of the game where nothing really happens, but it was like 4 hours, and I was like, all right, I'll come back next video. So I'll wait. Next episode, something will happen. This episode was like lore dumping, which is cool. But I already know the lore, so, like, you know, whatever. It's fine by me. I'll get them. I love those guys. They're genuinely really good broadcasters. Is that the right word? They're broadcast jockeys. I'm bringing it back. Broadcast jockeys. And I love them to death, and I love tuning in. But I also, this is not a joke. I've watched every single Final Fantasy reaction video on YouTube. Every single one. And I will say, it has taught me a lot about what good streaming is and what bad streaming is. I'm just going to put it out there. You can learn a lot by watching how other streamers handle big emotional moments in video games. Because trust me, some people need a hug, I think. Because some people, instead of focusing on the screen, will turn to chat and just be like, what's going on, chat? And I'm like, let the tears out. Don't hide it. Let it out. Let the tears out. Don't hide that shit. What do I feel about Cavill leading a Warhammer TV series? A lot of Warhammer. Is this just Krendor's audience? What is going on right now? Or is Warhammer like the thing? What do I think? I don't know. Like, as far as I'm aware, it's not even a Warhammer show. It's like him playing Warhammer with his friends, the show. That's the last I heard. I didn't hear it was like a real, he's going to dress up like Guillemot or whatever the hell his name is and like go around and fight chaos. I think he's just like gonna play the game, which doesn't sound that entertaining to me, but it could be because I was talking with Krendor about how I watched these two dudes play Warhammer, and it was like showing how ridiculous the game was. And this one guy was like, okay, so I've got this giant mech and it does damage to 20 of your units. And he fires off, he rolls like 80 dice. He's like, okay, on a 5 or 6, I insta-kill your units. And then this other guy is like, actually, my random soldier with a flag will make all the shots hit him. And because he has some shield, you do no damage to anyone. And I was like, yo, this would infuriate me. I'd flip the table. I'm like, what do you mean? I shot that man with a mech. A mech. That thing is like 50 of that dude. It's like, sorry. That guy has a flag. It's like, nah, I'm out. Can't do that shit. What shade of dye is correct for a red mage? Whatever shade you want. There's no right. There's only what you enjoy. As long as you don't hurt anyone else, have fun. Hey, Jesse. 10 years ago, in the middle of school, I emailed you in response to something you said in a video about annoying kids with the express reason to be annoying, and it's never left my mind. I want to apologize. First off, don't apologize to me. Apologize to your teacher. What were you doing in the middle of school messaging me? A former teacher. If anything, if I responded to that, which I hope I did, if I responded to that, I should have said, what are you doing right now? Why are you not studying? This is atrocious. Go back and put your head in a book. Save the world. Stop trying to give me a hard time. Save the world. Well, you don't ever have... It's fine. Don't have to apologize to me. As long as you're doing all right, that's all that matters to me. What is happening right now? Why all of a sudden is everyone writing Inspector Gadget? Oh, because I'm behind in chat. All right. Yes, it was Inspector. I'm talking. When I said I had to go meet an inspector, it was Inspector Gadget. I am Dr. Claw.
I'll get you, Gadget.
And I'm my cat. And the cat's like, wait, that's the wrong cat. That's Snidely Whiplashes. I'm old. I'm leaving Wacky Racers references. A lot of people suggesting games and things for me to play. Awesome. Not necessarily like hot podcast content, but like awesome. Thanks for the suggestions. Will this very Jesse Weekenders? Will this very Jesse Weekenders be available as a VOD? Hell yeah, baby. Over at Jesse Cox on the YouTubes. Will CoxCon ever come back? Hey, by the way, thanks to everyone who hung out with CoxCon stuff and came to visit us. And it was great. That was a pre-COVID fun times. I'm going to let you know. Every convention I've been to since post-COVID, and that's two conventions, I've come back sick with COVID. So I'm going to... Actually, that's a lie. Final Fantasy XIV Fan Fest, I did not get sick. But Evo came back sick. And what else did I go to? Something else. Can't remember what it was. Came back sick. So, oh, and then MAGFest way at the beginning of last year got sick. So what I'm saying is I'm still not 100% comfortable putting a bunch of people in a room on my dime and then them getting sick. I just am not there yet. So it may not happen. Would I do like a small show? Maybe, but like 1,000 people in a room? No, I'm all right. No, I'm okay. Any chance for more scary video squad? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. There, look, if you have to have the is there a chance of X, Jesse? There's always a chance. I will always do something if the whim strikes me. Yes. There's always a chance with me. Always. You're never going to get a hard no because I don't do no's. I'm always like, yes and, or maybe. Actually, that's a lie. I'm pretty sure I said a no in this. You know what? Maybe I said a no. I don't know. How did I meet Felicia Day? On the podcast. Actually, no, that's a lie. The very first time I met Felicia Day, met personally. I mean, obviously I know Felicia from the internet, right? From Buffy or whatever. But the first time we met was at a BlizzCon when she and like an entourage of people booted Krendor and I off a podcast that she could go on the podcast. And she said she like felt bad about it. And I was like, it's fine. It doesn't matter. That's the first time we met. And then we met several times after that. But the first time we met was on the podcast, which is why it was so funny. But we've been friends ever since. Felicia's great. Busiest person I know. Hands down. Hey, Jesse. Love everything you do. How's production on Monster Prom 4 going?
I'll never tell.
The team is working on a bunch of things. So I'll say, hey, if you want to go back and play Monster Camp or Monster Road Trip, updates have been happening. Get in on that. Get in on that. You said, anyone, can I come on Geekenders? I'm a game dev. What games have you made? Maybe we'll have you on. I'd love to have some game devs on. I think that'd be fun. Marco Meatball would be a fun guest. I love Mark. Marco's great. Again, did you not hear what I said? When I said... I, Jesse Cox, watch every Final Fantasy XIV reaction video on the internet. Did you think I was lying to you that I don't go watch Uncle Jesse or Marco react to Final Fantasy music? Do you not? Did you think I was bullshitting you? Because I wasn't. You think I don't watch all the... I said it! I'm not lying to you. Would I play Star Wars Legion because it's simpler and it's Star Wars? What the hell is Star Wars Legion? Why have I never heard Star Wars? Should I know this game? I thought it was a video game. It's the Star Wars. No, I wouldn't play Star Wars Legion. If I was gonna play a Star Wars board game kind of thingy, I'd play the one with the ships. That's cooler. I'll be honest. Star Wars on the ground has always not impressed me. Right? If you look at Return of the Jedi, I'll be honest. I fast forward through all the Jabba stuff and all the Ewok stuff. I just want to see the ships blow up. That's what I want to see. And the Emperor be like,
my young apprentice.
Like, that's what I want. I don't give a damn about the ground stuff. Although, what can I say? When 3PO becomes a god for some reason? Hilarious. Seen the trailer for the new Roadhouse movie? No. No, I haven't. But I hope at least some point in the movie someone goes, Roadhouse. What's your homework for Geekenders? My homework today is do all the other homework. I'm actually ahead of Dodger by a lot. In fact, the only thing I haven't seen so far is Bluey. I've been saving it. Yeah, I'm actually plowing through it. My goal today was to get through most of it so I can say to her and to you, because there's a lot of people in the comments who are like, just get rid of the homework section. It's stupid. No, it's only stupid if I fail at it, and I'm going to do it all so I can rub it in Dodger's face. Now let me have this. Jesse, now speaking of letting me have this, Jesse, your Final Fantasy XIV video with Ben Starr was honestly one of the funniest videos I've watched in a while. You're a fantastic comedy team. I hope to see more of you two together. Thank you. I don't even need to respond to that because it's true and factual, and I would like to see more of us together as well because hilarious. It's the truth. Hilarious. That's the Jesse Cox way. You're a history teacher, right? What was your favorite part of history? I'm a big American Civil War guy. Obviously, I think it's fascinating. I'm a big Macedonian into Alexander the Great time period guy. I'm a big ancient Egypt guy. We're talking like pre-Ptolemy Egypt. The Ptolemaic period of Egypt is fine and interesting, but pre-Ptolemy is when it was like popping off in Egypt. I'm a big fan of Three Kingdoms period China. It's one of my favorites, Romance of Three Kingdoms. Great. Love it. If you ever want to read the most messed up book series ever, Romance of Three Kingdoms. It's the way to go. I'm trying to think what else. Ooh, I love pre-colonial Central and South America. I love that stuff. I'm starting to read more on pre-colonial North America, but I'm obsessed with like Incans and Aztecs and Mayans and Tolmex, the whole vibe. I love them. It's fascinating to me. But yeah, I'm a big history nerd, y'all. I'm a big history nerd. Is there a chance of Jesse Cox going to IHOP at 9 a.m.? No, there's not a chance. I would, in a city like LA, there's about a million places I would rather go than IHOP. Now, if I'm in the middle of the Midwest, I'm going to IHOP. Out of the shit tier, it's the best of the shit tier breakfast options. But that doesn't make it good. It makes it available. Do you plan on having a really wide range of guests? Like I said at the beginning, I want as many guests and as many different people on the show as possible. I would love for them to just come hang out. The whole point is it's not supposed to be like the news show or the show where we just talk about games. Or I want to talk about anything with people who enjoy stuff. Like, I would love to have a long-ass conversation with a Star Wars nerd. I've got thoughts. Is there any chance you can spot me $50? Yeah. There's a chance. What was I saying? It's like no one's listening to me. Is this even on? Hello? Jesse, how did you end up on so many podcasts?
I love to hear the sound of my own voice.
All right. What are my predictions for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth? I don't really have any predictions. But I know it'll be a win. That could be... I should end the show right here. Be like, you know what? Can't get any better than that. Hi. I can't talk about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Take what you will from that. When is Quantum Maniac starting? I have proposed, for those who don't know, this is not a goof. I do not like the movie Quantum Mania. It is, in fact, I think my least favorite Marvel movie. But I propose that myself, JP, and Bronze make a show that's a podcast where we watch 1 to 5 minutes of every section of the movie, and every episode is that 1 to 5 minutes. but it's just Quantumania. And we call ourselves Quantumaniacs, and we deep dive every scene because I'm convinced that movie's insane. I'm convinced that movie was made by drugs. None of it makes sense. I would love that. Do I have any faith in the upcoming Star Wars films? Daisy Ridley says she's excited. I am constantly... Here's the thing. Just like with Final Fantasy, when Final Fantasy 13, 1, 2, and 3 were a thing, I had no faith in Final Fantasy, and I was like, I don't give a damn. But I'm always open to being taken back. You know, right? A great example is Blizzard. Like, I think the executive leadership of Blizzard is trash. However, if someone were to come in and right the ship and start making good games again, I would be so happy to play them. It isn't that I hate a thing. It's that I'm like, I'm not going to support this because it's trash. And a lot of Star Wars has been trash. But I will say, Andor is the shit. And that came out in the recent stuff. So anything's possible, right? Like, anything is possible. I can both love and hate the Obi-Wan series. The last couple episodes are awesome. The first couple are the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And so it's, you know, I can be, you know, like the new Ahsoka show. Nothing happened. It was a show where one person started here and one person started here and then they ended up here. Nothing occurred. But it was pretty cool seeing Thrawn. So, like, you know, I'm a simple man. Am I expecting it to be good? No. But would I be happy if it was? Yes. Do I intend to finish up Baldur's Gate 3 after Live Alive? Boy. I love both those games. If you have not seen Live Alive, can I play for you an out-of-context clip from Live Alive? This is truly an out-of-context, perfect clip. Jesse Cox. I have to go to my own YouTube. What's the matter? I suck at this. Did we not post it yet? Oh yeah, we didn't post it yet. This is an exclusive. This is an exclusive, kids. Get ready. I hope you're all excited for this. Enjoy Live Alive, the greatest game I've ever played in the history of video games. Enjoy.
Then I'll do it. Turn me into a liquid, Doc.
Whoa!
I mean it. I can do it. I'm sick all the time anyway, so it doesn't matter what happens to me. But if you turn me into a liquid and put me into the robot, then I can be with my brother forever.
That's the craziest statement I've ever heard. Yeah, that's... Live Alive. She wants to be turned into a liquid. Turn me into a liquid, Doc. An amazing game. The current chapter I'm on is the tale of a caveman and his ape friend. And his ape friend, whenever his butt gets slapped, goes, it's crazy. I love this game. It is so good. Live Alive. Pick it up today. And then Baldur's Gate 3, I was just thinking about that. I was like, maybe I should play more BG3. Have I played Reigns Three Kingdoms? When you saw my desktop, I don't know if you guys actually saw it or I just saw it on my screen, but it's on there. It's on my desktop. I love it. Reigns Three Kingdoms is fun. Would you consider including footage of games to talk about on the podcast so we can understand what you're talking about? I've thought about this. I think what's going to happen is I don't know if Dodger has the screen real estate and the ability to make it happen, but I thought about doing it in the VOD version. So, yes? Why are you such a cutie patootie?
This guy?
What's my most anticipated game of the year? Obviously Rebirth right now, but that's because I'm only focused on the next 30 days or so. Mentally, here's the thing you need to learn about me. Every time I've planned or thought about anything long-term, it's always collapsed. Every single time. If I plan a year out, I promise you a year from, like, if I were to say tomorrow, but a year from now, I'm going to do this thing. I promise you it would all fall apart. It just always does. So I just don't do that. I never get to that place. I'm like, look, I can do about a month, maybe. Any sci-fi or fantasy book recommendations? I just finished Ascension. Well, I just finished is a relative term. The book Ascension is pretty interesting. I don't know that I like the ending, but it's a good book. It's like you're reading the journal of a guy going crazy. Basically, the plot is in the middle of the ocean, a giant mountain appeared. And then people are like, interesting. Has that always been there? And then a group goes to investigate and they slowly go insane. Very eldritchy. Pretty cool. I am now audiobooking my... Everyone kept telling me, Jesse, you gotta check out the Brandon Sanderson is who. I was like, okay. So I've slowly been trying to audiobook my way through those books. But also, I've got a ton of Star Wars books on here that I have to go through as well. So that's a thing. So many Star Wars books. So many. But, yeah. I'm not sure I like... What I'm saying is I'm not sure I like Sanderson yet. I'm still, like, getting there. We'll find out. I'm like, okay, so what's the deal? That's where I'm at. Which is probably a shit way to approach something. Like, why? What's the deal with you? Why are you so popular? You know, like, it's a weird way to approach it. But I'm like, all right. I'm curious. What's your favorite accent? I'm a big sucker for literally everything that doesn't sound American. Like, if we're having a conversation and you have an accent that's like, oh, hello, right? If it's that versus like, oh, hey there, I'm with the other one. Like, you know, American accents, they don't do it for me. But literally everyone else around the world, and I'm not fetishizing you, but I kind of am. And what I'm saying is, I love you. I love your accents. Keep it up. Keep, you know what? Broken English with like a little bit of a, like a little bit of accent in there, better to me than fluent English and being like, hey, what's going on? It's me, a guy, and I'm talking like this. I don't know why anyone listens to me. If I had an accent, I bet, like, if I had like an Australian accent, I bet y'all listen more. I'd be like, Crikey, it's me, shrimping on the Barbie, Jesse Cox from Australia. Oh, ner. Send your angry letters to @DexBonus. Actually, @PressHeart to continue. What are my thoughts on Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League? I have no thoughts until the 30th of January. Well, I'll be playing it with JP and Gassy here on Twitch, and I'll find out then. Tune in, kids. A lot of people commenting comments, but not asking questions. And that's cool, but that doesn't help in any way. A lot of comments like, Jesse, I would really like to... I'm like, okay, cool. Kermit. Oh, yeah, no. Kermit, like, actually, I'm more of a Miss Piggy than a Kermit. Kermit's fine, but Miss Piggy is just like, oh, Kermit. Actually, she's got a little Yoda in there. Like, Kermit, you are, yes. I love Yoda's laugh. I love doing Yoda's laugh. I don't, Yoda, old senile drunk Yoda is my favorite Yoda. Where he beats up R2. I don't know if y'all remember this. In Empire, he beats up R2. He's like, mine. He beats him up. It's great. Old crazy Yoda is my favorite Yoda. Any plans for more Lethal Company? Maybe. I got too many games. I would love to hear thoughts on Star Citizen. I haven't played it yet. And I kept wanting to play it. But the more I saw and the more I... Like, there's one mechanic that I'm interested in. And it involves replayability. There's a fun, interesting replay mechanic that they have. I don't want to spoil it for people who don't know. But it's pretty interesting. And I want to play for that reason. But everything else about the game doesn't look interesting to me. It looks kind of boring. And that's... I don't know. If I'm not 1,000% into your 80-hour RPG, I'm not going to invest any time in it. Not because I hate it. It's just like, I don't want to... Like, that's a lot of time to beat a thing. I don't want to start something else and then be like, well, I don't have any time anymore. Oh, you mean Starfield, not Star Citizen. Same thing applies. Let's not pretend same thing applies. There's no real distinction there for me. It's the same thing. I look at it, I'm like, cool, but also that's kind of boring. Also, Star Citizen and Starfield, too similar. I already got Star Wars and Star Trek and Stargate and Battlestar. Not everything can be star-based. Let's move on from stars. The next big game, Quark Master. Right? Come on. Nova Man. Just saying. How did you become friends with and or meet TB, the cynical Brit? Through the old podcast. I think originally myself and Dodger were on as guests, and he liked us so much that he invited us to stay on. Actually, we probably met before that, doing Warcraft stuff, during, meet is a relative term. We knew of each other's presence because we competed to get stuff on the front page of MMO Champion. And we did WoW Radio stuff together, but the first time we met was, I think, TGS podcast related. What's MMO Champion? Probably the best. You know what? WoWhead is also very good, but at the time it was the best website for WoW content. I don't know what the status is these days. It's not a thing I'm into, but yeah. The real question you should ask isn't what's MMO Champion. The real question you should ask is what's Thoughtbot? That's right, kids. There is a website called Thoughtbot. And you might be saying, well, this new slang makes me think that's something else. It was a Warcraft website. That's called being old. Although, when you think about it, it doesn't seem that old to me because it's still... There's like a weird... I don't know if this is... For my other millennials out there, or Xennials, or Gen Xers, do y'all feel the same way? There's like... The year 2000, maybe it's 9/11, I don't know. Like, the early 2000s, there's a clear dividing line where in your memory, anything before the year 2000, that's old. That's old as shit. If it's before 2000, that's old. But if it happened after the year 2000, you're like, well, that was yesterday. Well, that just happened. I don't know what it is, but it's like in the 90s and 80s, old. That's old. That's like old shit. But after the year 2000, it was like... It hits me all the time when I'm like, dude, Lord of the Rings is over 20 years old. There are people on YouTube doing react videos to Lord of the Rings who are like 18. They've never seen it before. They're like, wow, this really holds up. And I'm like, and I slowly fade into the West. I'm like, I'm like, the wound, it never heals. A weird YouTube question. You've had a single YouTube channel since the dawn of time. You ever considered doing another one? To me, it sounds like you aren't aware of youtube.com/coxclips, where everything that's on this box, except for this, goes. So anytime I stream, it just ends up on coxclips, and there's so much stuff over there. Sounds to me like you aren't aware of a second channel. Actually, I technically have three channels, but one of them I don't use because it's called Cox in Your Bed, and it's for when I decide I want to do ASMR videos. That's Cox in Your Bed. It's gonna be me just being like, today, we're gonna make pancakes. It's gonna be great. Let me turn my notice on for that channel. Hell yeah, get in there. What ASMR topics would Jesse's ASMR channel be? I honestly, truthfully, this is not even a joke. Even though I joke about ASMR all the time, I would love to just find Choose Your Own Adventure books and read you Choose Your Own Adventure books, and I make the choices, and whatever choices I make, that's the story for that episode. And I'm just like, today, we're reading Ninja Warriors. And just me being like, do I pick the left door or the right door? The right door. I think that would be amazing. I would be so pleased with myself. Oh no, I would love that. I'd love it too. I think it just requires too much time, I'll be honest. You could read the Han Solo Choose Your Own Adventure books. I forgot those existed. That neon sign is literally the best. Oh, this neon sign right here that says CK to death. I'm not sure what the first part says. I don't know. I have another one of those too. I have two signs. And the other one is over there-ish. I'm going to stick up a Baldur's Gate thing. And Ben Starr is getting me a giant banner from 16. And then I'm in the process of acquiring an Alan Wake thing. And then my favorite games from last year will all have a spot behind me. Very excited. Jesse, how you doing, mate? I'm doing great. It's 9:45 a.m. and the boys are on their way because we have made it official. Every Friday, myself and the boys are going to get together from now on and get stuff done. Little cool boy hangout. Little cool boy. There's no one in the office on Fridays. We rep a four-day work week here. We rep a strong... actually, Jesse doesn't. The rest of my team does. They get a four-day work week. Bless their souls. I love them. But I'm always here. I'm always here. No, I'm always here. So I got the boys coming over, and we're going to... Is the boys a euphemism? No, it's my boys. It's my boys. What do the boys eat when they get together? Popeyes? No. No, when we get together, we eat, like, whatever insane thing Alex is like... So I found a restaurant, and they only serve pig anus. But that pig anus is delicious. I'm like, all right, I'll try it. And then I'm like, God damn, this pig anus is good. And he's like, I told you. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Alex is a hardcore foodie. He knows what's up. Actually, the only person I know who's a bigger hardcore foodie than Alex is my mom. My mom will find places, and I'll tell Alex, and he'll be like, damn, that place was great. I'm like, my mom knows what's up. I thought you'd do the multi-streamer thing with Dodger on Friday. Welcome to being late. You know what? This is going great. You know what? I always forget that people roll into streams at different times. And it makes for great content, repeating the same thing over and over again. Frankly, I think I should do more of it. Just answer the same six questions. I keep looking over, people are asking the exact same things, which is awesome. Go watch the VOD, baby, which will be over on youtube.com/Jesse Cox. Jesse, what's that sign say? Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Nobody knows but Dodger. Oh, goodness. Jesse, have you considered Warhammer? Do you take time to take care of your health? Now, that's a good question. The answer clearly is no. Clearly the answer is no. Who's your favorite employee? Me. I pay myself. My company pays me. So me, I'm my favorite employee. I'm the hardest working one. Are you currently happy and content with your work you put out? I know YouTube analytics force you to rethink your direction. I am very happy with what's going on in my life. Frankly, I'm so happy. I deserve some victory music. I think... Unfortunately for a lot of content creators, everyone's kind of chasing something, be it numbers or money or fame or attention or whatever. Everyone's chasing something. And I think everyone has their own different race they're running. But I'm fortunate enough that I forget half the time of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I just keep doing it. I'm like, you know what? I'm having fun. It's that undiagnosed ADHD that I got going on. I'm like, well, I knew there was a reason I was doing this, but I can't. Why did I? Oh, well, I'll just keep going. Jesse, what's your all-time favorite game? Final Fantasy VI is the greatest game ever made. Hands down. What game is your mother currently playing? Whatever game involves her making me go to, like, wait in a... Like, oh, my God. Yesterday, shout out to my mom and dad. yesterday. I don't know what her favorite game is because she has a game on her phone that I didn't see, but she was playing it. I'm not sure what it was. I thought it was Pokemon Go, but I don't think it was Pokemon Go. She's playing something on her phone. I don't know what it is. Yesterday, my mom, the game my parents play is the game where I have to be the adult. And so yesterday my dad had to go have eye surgery. So I had to go with my mom to the surgery place. So I waited for my dad. It took like 2 hours. I mean, like, surgery, the medical world is amazing. It took like 2 hours and I had to go and wait. And what I realized, and I should have known this a long time ago, but what I've realized is my dad, when he's stressed out or worried, he gets very aggressive. Like, he'll fight people for no reason because he's like, you know, just rather than admit he's a little bit afraid of a situation, he'll get like really stressed about it and then take it out on like the nurse, you know? Meanwhile, my mom, the way she deals with stress and being afraid sometimes, she'll just talk and keep talking about anything. Like, talk about so. My dad's in surgery. Obviously, my mom's worried for my dad because it's surgery. Even though it wasn't crazy, it's still surgery. Like, he wasn't knocked out or whatever. It was an eye thing. So they, like, general anesthesia and then, like, boop. Not general. Is it general? Whatever it is. And then, like, boop, went in there and it took, like, an hour, right? And so my mom sitting outside with me and the conversation flow was insane. The thing, local anesthesia. Thank you. And it was insane. She, like, was from one point of discussion to another point of discussion to, and there was no, I said nothing back. She would just talk. And it was the craziest talk. She's like talking about, she's like, yeah, do you think your dad would want a donut after this? He likes donuts. And then the next question, she was like, did you see the TV last night? There was a show. And then she's like, did you talk to the people at the rental place? I'm like, and I realized, like, oh boy, we're just talking to talk. Like, you're not saying anything. You're just talking to talk. And it was it was draining my energy. I was like, meanwhile, I had no sleep. I woke up to go with them. I was so tired. I had a headache. I had no coffee in the morning. I was just like, Mom, what if we were just quiet? And she was like, well, I just want to talk with you. And I'm like, what if we said nothing? And I just lay here and did nothing. Yeah. So that's what the game she likes to play is with my mind, is what I'm getting at. The answer is she likes to play with my mind. I'll never forget. If you want to know the real truth, I'll never forget this. My parents used to live on the East Coast. And when I moved to the West Coast, I would see them like once a year, right? And they would be like, Jesse, you never see us anymore. You only see us at the end of the year for either Thanksgiving or Christmas. And my parents decided one day they wanted to move to the West Coast. And I'm sure they had their reasons, but the one they gave me was, and I quote, one day we'll be dead. How? What am I supposed to do? Be like, all right. So I went back. I went back, helped them move across the country because they OG guilt tripped me. A classic parental, like, one day we'll be dead. And then wouldn't you wish you spent more time with us? And I was like, they got me. They put me in a trap. They set that trap and sprung it on me. They sprung the trap. And I was like, what? I'm not going to be a bad son. I'm not going to, like, it's like, all right. So, yeah, yeah. Oh, my parents don't sugarcoat. They don't sugarcoat. This is real. One time I was in a car with my parents, and this is recent. This is like in the last year. I was in a car with my parents, and my mom and dad were like, if only we could have a grandkid. And I was like, it's not happening. I'm not having children. It's just not a thing that's going to happen, guys. And my mom just looked into the back. I was in the back seat at the time. Looked in the back seat, and she's like, well, first, you'd have to have a girlfriend for that to even happen. And I was like, fade away. Just whoosh, 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 whoosh. So that's, yeah, they don't, my parents don't sugarcoat. They're brutal. Why so savage? I don't know. I don't know what I deserve. Here's the thing. My parents are great. They're great. But my mom and dad are savages. They don't give a shit. They don't care. My mom and dad are just like, yeah. It only happens when I give them shit. So they're like, they're fine. But then I'll make a statement that's like, no, I don't want that. I don't like that. And they'd be like,
stop being such a little bitch.
I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean? Oh, have you ever gotten the who will take care of me when we're dead? No, but I have gotten the we're both getting on a plane. And if the plane crashes, we'll both be dead. So here's a bunch of account information for a bunch of weird stuff that you'll have to deal with eventually. And I'm like, what does that mean? What am I going to find out? What is happening? Why do you both think you're going to die on a plane? What is like planes these days are dangerous. I'm like, what do you mean? What is happening right now? Yeah. You know, parents. The best part is I've told my parents this. I've had this conversation with them where I've said, guys, sometimes I like being around you for a couple hours. But longer than that, you start to get really annoying. My parents are like, why would you say that? What? Like, that's not, you don't say that to your parents. I'm like, hey, hi, guys. Think about your parents. Were you keen on hanging out with grandma and grandpa? Was that like a thing you wanted to do? And they were just like, that's not the point. Like, okay. All right. yeah. I think that probably wraps it up, I think. We'll go really quickly. One last question. This must be the most important question ever. Do I love you? Of course. Did I poop today? Always. That's what the mornings are for. Is a hot dog just a corn dog taco? Yes, that sounds right. How's the Middle Earth walk going? I'm done. I walked all of Middle Earth. What is the best Me Undies print? One with my face over the junk would be the best one. And more importantly, the final one. The best question. Are Pop-Tarts ravioli? Yes. Done. Look at that. Look how easy that was. Simple. All right, that's it for me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Again, sorry about no episode today. Dukes had to go handle some stuff, but it happens. Life happens, and it's okay because I'm here to harass you because I can and I want to. So if you want to watch the complete version of this, it's over on youtube.com/JesseCox, and I'll leave it at that. Be good. And I've got a full day of recording with the boys ahead of me. I'll see you later. Bye.